Hopper claims that you can save anything into an online area from anywhere, and it's easy and dead simple. That's what they claim, and to be honest, they've made a pretty good fist of it. In order to actually save anything, you simply copy it and then paste it onto the Hopper window. Or if you've got Firefox or Chrome, I think it is, you simply drag it from wherever it is and drop it onto the Hopper window. It could be some text on a web page. It could be some text in a document. It could be a document itself that's on your computer. It could be a link from a web page. Anything that you might want to store somewhere. So you might actually be doing some research on the web, or one of your students might be doing some research and they want to gather resources together as they perform the research and drop it in a simple place. Well, if you install the Hopper bookmarklet, that really simplifies the process and it all becomes so much easier. Anything that you store gets a unique URL, so it also makes it very easy to be able to share those resources that you gathered together with other people. In its simplicity, though, it doesn't give you the degree of organization that some of the file storage sites allow you. So you can't create folders and all that kind of thing. But every item that you post to Hopper, you can add a little bit of annotation with it, some text. So in there, you could add useful keywords that you can search later on. So if you were doing some research on a particular theme, it might be religious iconography or whatever, you can use a keyword like icon and then be able to search for it, and you'll get everything back that was tagged with those keywords later on. Or you can search for specific file types, like search for PDFs, and it'll bring back all the PDFs that you stored. So the search is quite a powerful feature. In order to do all that, you'll need an account, and it's simply an email. And a password, that's all there is to it. And then just start sticking stuff in your Hopper. It really is that easy. You can send stuff from Twitter if you choose to register using your Twitter account. You can send stuff to Hopper directly from your Twitter account, or even using email from your iPhone, perhaps. So lots of different ways to save things, made easy.